Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is K4EI activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at W4VA.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed hams, FARA members or not, for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as operating procedures, communication modes, technical activities, radios, antennas, and similar information related to amateur radio. In addition, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on-the-air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its nets. This is K4EI. My name is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and I'll be your net control this evening. First thing, we've got a few quick announcements. We've got our monthly FARA club meeting tomorrow evening, Thursday, December 14th, 7:15 p.m. at the Path Foundation building in Warrenton. If you can't make it in person, it's accessible via WebEx, and hope to see a bunch of you there. We've also got a VE test session scheduled for Saturday, December 16th at 9:30 a.m., and that will be located at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the Porter Branch, and that's located at 2001 Parkway Boulevard, Stafford, Virginia. And coming up on towards the end of the month, it's hard to believe we're halfway through December already. We'll be through the holidays before you know it. But anyway, we've got our next informal club breakfast slated for Saturday, and that will be December 30th. And that will be at 8 a.m. or whenever you can make it at the Bistro at Fauquier Hospital. And finally, we've got Straight Key Night coming up. That's held on January 1st, as it is every year. And like QSO parties, it's not really a contest. The logs are submitted, and it spans 24 hours, so it's not just a night. But it's an opportunity to celebrate and enjoy CW. So visit the AWRL.org website for further information. Are there any other announcements that anyone would like to make? If so, please call K4EI now.
W4RKU.
W4RKU. Good evening, Kevin. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Just want to let the members out there that are listening that dues are membership dues are due. Since we have our club meeting tomorrow night, if you want to pay them in person, tomorrow night would be a wonderful night to do it. That's the only announcement I have. Back to W4EI, W4RKU.
Well, very good, Kevin, W4RKU from K4EI. I should have mentioned that. Dues are this time of year, so if you haven't done it yet, please try to get that done as soon as possible. With that, let's go ahead and take check-ins. Let's see if we've got any either EchoLink or Internet stations first. If so, please call K4EI now. Nothing heard. Okay. Do we have any mobile stations or short-time stations? Please call K4EI now. Okay. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and take general check-ins. Do me a favor and please give your call with a slow, measured, even cadence so I can try to get it written down. Please call K4EI now.
This is K1HTV. This is K3FR.
This is K04DNZ.
This is K2PI.
Okay, let's hold it there for just a moment. I've got W4RK, W4RKU, got K1HTV, got K3FR, KO4VNZ, and K2PI. Are there any other stations wishing to check in tonight? Please call now.
This is KE7EX, KQ4JJQ.
All right, very good. I've got, in addition, KE7EX and KQ4JJR. Let's go ahead and get started. For a topic this evening, since one of our presentations tomorrow night's evening speaks to state QSO parties, I thought that we might do a little bit of a prologue to that discussion this evening. And so with that in mind, tell us about your experiences and aspirations with state QSO parties in general and the Virginia QSO party in particular. Are there other state QSO parties that you especially enjoy? And even though we've got a few months before our local Virginia QSO party, do you have particular plans for this year's event? Do you plan on participating, and is there anything about it that you'd like to share? So consider speaking to that when your turn comes around. And with that, we'll go ahead and get started. Kevin, W4RKU, let's send it over to you first.
K4EI, W4RKU. Can you repeat the subject again? I got distracted for a second.
That's all right. We're talking about state QSO parties, since that's the one of the presentations at tomorrow evening's monthly club meeting. I thought we'd just do a little bit of a prologue on that. So speaking to what people might be thinking about for this March's Virginia QSO party or other state QSO parties that that you enjoy.
K4EI, W4RTU. Okay, gotcha. I'm going to try to work some, I might give the state QSO party thing a try next year. So I am looking forward to Rich's presentation maybe give it a try. And for VAQP, I don't know if I'm going to make any changes this year. I might just do the same old thing. So it's always fun, and it's a great exercise for me. So nothing exciting, sorry. W4RQ, back to next.
All right, well, very good, Kevin. Doing the same thing is probably what most of us do year after year. So that's a perfectly good way to roll there. Rich, K1HTV, how are you doing this evening?
Thanks, Jeff. This is K1HTV. Thanks for doing the net. Good job as usual. Push on this microphone. All right. Have a different microphone here. The VA QSO party, let's see. I've won a number of years of plaques for many, many years. I got a whole wall full of plaques just from VA QSO party from a single-op low-power operation. Last year, Andy and I did a multi-op operation for the VA QSO party, and that was a successful one. We may do that again next year. I enjoyed it, and I think he did too. So you may see KW4VA on the air as a two-man multi-op station in March, if Andy's up to it. Solar flux has been pretty down, pretty low in the 120s. It's now up to 136 today. K-index of 2. Conditions are good, although you're seeing the 10-meter band close down after it gets dark. It doesn't extend very long after dark. It tends to want to close down with the solar flux numbers in the 120s. We'll see. Maybe it'll stay open a little bit longer with the solar flux climbing again. I'll be attending a Zoom call tonight at 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central Time. The 6-meter front range group has Scott McIntosh as a guest, and he'll be giving an update on his prediction for his group's predictions for solar cycle 25. So I'll find out what he has to say and probably report back on it maybe for the Sunday net, or maybe even an email to the group, see what he has to say. Looking forward to the meeting on Thursday. I do have a nice in Columbus Christmas party. I enjoyed the last one, our Farrah party on Saturday, and looking forward to one tomorrow with the Knights. And then I'll be swinging over a little bit late, maybe about 5-10 minutes late after the meeting gets going. I'll see you over there at the Powell Foundation for the Farrah Club meeting. Looking forward to the presentation by WAKRZ and one by Andy, if time allows. So that's it for here. Oh, a couple of propagation notes this morning. Pretty unusual, well, not unusual, but occasionally you'll see some good long path propagation over the Pacific Ocean to India. This morning I surprised when the SPOTS program announced Nepal, and there was 9N2 November Kilo. Was there for a little while, then he went QRT and was not able to work him. But the Nepal and India coming through a couple Indian stations via the long path on 20 meters around 8 o'clock in the morning. If it's going to happen, that's a good time to look for that long path propagation over to that part of the world. Back to Net Control, this is K1HTV.
Well, thank you there, Rich, K1HTV from K4EI, and for the propagation tips there, and be very interested to hear what that solar cycle 25 prediction turns out to be. So, yeah, either something on the reflector maybe, or a discussion on the Sunday nights, and that would be great. So looking forward to that for sure. Ron, K3FR, how are you this evening?
Hey there, Jeff. Thank you very much, and good to have you doing that tonight. I'm fairly well. Waiting to see what the RSV vaccination does to me over the next couple of days, but so far everything is fine. let's see. I've also got into stage one of my the conversion of my antenna system to a coaxial boom. It's disassembled, and I have the two pipes running, the second pipe running inside each other, so that now I can rotate two antennas separately. Just need to finish the neatening up of some of the things, like putting handles on the arms for the Armstrong, and then I go back and enjoy stuff. Well, the Virginia QSO party, yes, I've enjoyed that since I've been here and been operating from Virginia. I'm thinking this year maybe I'll do something a little bit different, like maybe try to see what I can do with the Miata instead of taking the Acadia out. Of course, I'm going to have to go looking for some batteries and stuff, because the Miata itself won't power the radio, so I'd have to get some better power for the radio, and then just run the computer off the car. That plus also, I think I'm going to keep Saturday as being CW on the HF bands, and then go from there. I have worked state QSO parties from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and I think Maine as well. Also Utah, and have done had a lot of fun in most of those. Coming near the top of the listings for all operators in all three of the New Jersey, Utah, and Pennsylvania. The one I think was most competitive, really strong, was the Pennsylvania QSO party, and I don't know, I might want to try to get into that sometime this year. That's going to be later in the year. So that's it. That's my plans, and just wish everybody a great the rest of their week. K4EI, and this is K3FR.
Well, thank you there, Ron, K3FR from K4EI, and hopefully the RSV vaccination treats you well, and real cool on the antenna project, and it sounds like something, maybe you take a few pictures and share once you're finished with it. I enjoyed a lot of the photography that you took on your trip out west back in the summer. So, yeah, maybe drop a couple of pics on the reflector. And real cool on the Miata for VAQP. That'd be a little bit of a different twist for sure. So be interested to see how that turns for you. KO4VNZ, Chuck, how are you this evening?
K4EI, this is KO4VNZ. Thanks, Jeff, for taking the net. I'm doing pretty good. I've got suffering from some sinus colds, just things that are lingering. I just checked to make sure I didn't have COVID because I had to go see my dentist on Friday, and I wanted to go to the club meeting and make sure I wasn't contagious or anything. What have I been doing? Well, this past weekend I worked the ARRL 10-meter contest, which is the first big contest I think I've ever worked HF. Other than occasionally, you were talking about state QSO parties, occasionally while dialing around I would work someone in Texas or Louisiana in their QSO parties, but it wasn't like I was participating. I would, you know, I'd take their QSO and then send in, but it would only be like three or four in each state. As far as the Virginia QSO party, I've worked two of them, and I'll probably do it the same way this coming year. I usually work one day at the club's multi station, and then the other day, just get in the car and drive around with my little HT and work VHF. So that's about it for me. Hope to see everyone at the meeting tomorrow. This is KO4VNZ back to Matt.
Well, very good there, Chuck. KO4VNZ from K4EI. And, yeah, hopefully that sinus infection clears up pretty quick. And glad to hear that you had fun in the 10-meter HF contest. The club multi-station, I'm sure, appreciates your participation with that and support. So, it should be a great time this coming March. Harv, K2PI, great to hear you this evening. How are you?
Hi, Jeff, K4EI and the net from K2PI. I'm doing fine, thank you. Appreciate the running the net and hearing everybody. As far as the QSO contest challenge, I don't think I'm up for that. I would miss far too many of them, and I'm worried that I would get deep into it and then miss it because of some family obligation or the other. And I just committing to regularly being at the radio every weekend is a pretty big challenge for somebody with a family and other commitments that interfere with that. As far as VAQP this year, I guess I'll just do what I've always done. I don't know I've got any strategies. Thinking about just getting 60 of my friends to run the bands with me right at the very beginning, just have them all lined up and arrange that in advance, and maybe jack my score way up really fast. But other than that, I don't know of any strategies to try. Anyway, back to net, K4EI, K2PI.
Well, very good there, Harv, K2PI from K4EI. And, I agree. I'm looking forward to hearing about the SAQSO Challenge at tomorrow evening's meeting. But, I think there are 45 different QSO contests, if you will, or QSO events in the United States, and that's a lot to ask if someone's trying to hit them all. So, like you say, that's a pretty much every weekend sort of deal for quite a long time. But for those of us who mostly target the VAQP, it's a whole lot easier to work that. Let's see, Matt, KE7EX, how are you this evening?
Hey, Jeff, good evening, and everybody on the net. Matt, KE7EX here. Don't have any experience with QSO parties. I guess I did it backwards. I started my family after my military career, so during my military time I had a lot of radio time, working shifts at remote weather stations and things. And now we're building kits, and I'm going to install everything in the mobile rig so I can catch all the excitement on the upper HF bands as the cycle peaks from my mobile. So I built my HF gear into like a kind of like a go box kind of thing with a battery, so I can run that at high power in the mobile, or I can take it anywhere. So I'm going to learn more about Parks on the Air and probably stop off at Manassas Battlefield on the way to and from work to do some of that. So that's the situation here. Excited to be doing some mobile CW pretty soon. So I'll pass it back to you, and looking forward to seeing everybody Thursday. This is KE7EX.
Well, very good there, Matt. Yeah, family comes first for sure. And, you know, there's something especially joyous with young kids and all of the stuff that they're involved with, and that as parents you end up engaging with them in so many different ways. So it's real cool that you're still able to enjoy it the way you are with your mobile rig. And I agree with you on Parks on the Air. It's one thing I'm looking forward to trying that a bit more, especially as the weather warms up in the spring. Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air both. Some mobile CW would be really cool. So, in fact, I've got another rig that's on order. I don't know when it'll show up, but I'm looking forward to that just for that reason. Let's see, Lucas, KQ4JJR. It's great to hear you this evening. How are you? Over to you from K4EI.
K4EI, this is KQ4JJQ. I think you have a incorrect call sign on that one. KQ4JJQ.
Yep, my apologies. Yes, I did. I had it written down as KQ4JJR. I've got it corrected, so KQ4JJQ. Over to you.
Thank you very much for running the net tonight. As far as any QSO parties and so forth, I have not really planned anything yet. Unfortunately, I did not get to the antenna this weekend. On this next week again, looking forward to doing that. And actually cracking the books open for the general once again. So that's my take. Thank you very much. You have a good night. Support JJQ out.
Okay. Do you go by Andrew?
Yes, I do.
All right, very good. Once again, I apologize, Andrew, KQ4JJQ, and great to hear you this evening. And good luck on the general exam. Hope you do that. That'll open up a world of opportunity for you for sure. Okay, that is the end of our original list of check-ins. Let's do another round of check-ins or rechecks. If there's anyone who would like to check in or recheck, please call K4EI now.
K4SOO.
K4SOO, recognized. Good evening. How are you this evening?
I believe it was a K4 Echo India. Over.
Roger, roger on the K4 Echo India.
Okay, this is K4SOO, Jim in Warrington. Just tuning in a little bit late tonight. I'm sitting here on my HF rig, seeing if I can catch some meteor scatter, so I've got my ICOM 7300 set up with WSJTX and sitting on frequency 50.260, hoping I can catch some of that Geminid meteor scatter this evening. Over.
All right. Well, very good, Jim. Good luck on the meteor scatter. I hope hopefully that shows some results for you. But just like fishing, even if it doesn't come to fruition, it's still fun, right? And good deal on the IC7300. All right, last call for check-ins or rechecks. If there are any, please call K4EI now.
K1HTV, recheck.
K1HTV, go ahead, Rich.
K1HTV, just a comment about meteor scatter and the Geminid shower. If you've not already checked into it, try pingjockey.net. pingjockey.net, and log in. And once you log in and set up your credentials, your call, your grid, email is optional. You will see messages there, and people are lining up schedules there. So if you want to actually line up a schedule to transmit up on 50.260 or the 2 meter frequency. On 44.140, I believe. Just log in the Pink Jockey and send a message out, say looking for skeds, and you might see other people looking for skeds. You can send a message to them and maybe make some meteor scatter contacts on 6 meters. Back to Night Control, K1HTV.
All right, very good. Thanks for that, Rich, K1HTV. Jim, K4SOO, did you have any questions about that, or are you good?
I am good. K1HTV, I appreciate the information. I've already poked in the web address, and I'm as soon as the net's over tonight, I'm going to go ahead and register. So I deeply appreciate that, and hopefully I'll be able to get some scatter tonight, and then I'll find out what kind of skids people are working. Sounds like a lot of fun. This is K4SOO, back to the net.
K2PI with a comment.
K2PI, go ahead, Harv.
If you prefer to try to just hear some meteor pings without having to worry about whether a station or not is transmitting, and that's always fun, but not everybody's going to be doing that all the time. You can choose to tune to 61.260, 61.260 megahertz, which is a frequency at the other end of which is an analog transmitter in Canada. It's too far away for us to hear normally, but during times of high meteor activity, there's just hundreds of thousands of meteor pings that occur on that frequency, and you could just hear them over and over. So if you've got a decent 6-meter antenna, you point it slightly northeast, you'll hear pings. I'm watching tons of them right now as I'm speaking to you, so it's very, very active right now. And it's interesting to hear the pings. Back to that, K4EI, K2PI.
Well, very good there, Harv, K2PI from K4EI. Yeah, that's some great additional information, and hopefully it'll be helpful to Jim and others who are interested in meteor scatter. Anyway, this is K4EI for the Farinet. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion, or if you have a topic that you would like to have discussed on a future net, please email us at farinet@w4va.org. If you would like information on FARA in general, please visit our website at w4va.org. This is K4EI closing the FARA net and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you and good evening. 73.
K4SOO, K1HTV.
K1HTV, this is K4SOO. Good evening, Rich.
Good evening. Just a couple comments on some of the shorthand you'll see on the website. You'll see people asking about SH on or CMSH. CM is the contest mode. In that case, those who want to transmit the contest mode, you go into your special activities and just check VHF contest. It'll send grid and grid report instead of a DB report. So if you see somebody saying CM, that's contest mode. SH is short, which will mean after you exchange the first couple of messages, the balance, the Roger 73s and the Roger, Roger, Rogers, and the 73s are sent as a single tone. So if you CMSH, you set up the contest mode, and SH, you check the checkbox, which you'll see on the main lower part of the main WSJTX page, or...
Okay, roger that. Yes, I do see, I've just thumbed my way through the menus, and I do see both. I deeply appreciate you explaining some of the shorthand on that, or some of the acronyms. That definitely helps increase my chances for success. Appreciate that, Rich.
Okay, and furthermore, there's another thing you might see. You might see a station calling like CQ, K1HTV 270. That means I'm calling CQ on the 260 frequency. I'm listening at 270. The software is such that if you double-click on my CQ, and if you're using CAT control, it'll move your transmitter up to 270, and you complete the contact up on 270. Make sure your receive and transmit VFOs are set to 270 at that point. So if you see the radio as you double-click on somebody, with that type of a CQ, don't be surprised to see your radio jump to the other frequency, and then make sure that the receiver is on the same frequency and the transmitter on the same frequency that is noted in the CQ. Over.
Roger. Yeah, I got that. I was jotting it all down real quick while you was putting it out. So, yeah, I deeply appreciate that. So, yeah, hopefully get something tonight, and this is something I'll be working with and much more in the future, especially as I build a 6-meter antenna. Right now I'm using my inverted L, and it's kind of pointed, I guess it's best looking north and, north and east, over.
The antenna has so many lobes up on 6 meters. Hopefully you'll have a lobe in one of the directions where you're seeing signals. One more thing I was going to note about calling CQ. Let's see. There's one more. I forgot what that was. Anyway, the CQ, the off frequency, the sequence. That we use 15-second sequences, and the second and fourth, in other words, the 15 and 45 after the minute start time, is considered odd, as you know. And when you're transmitting out west towards the western part of the world, you use second and fourth on 6-meter meteor scatter. If the VE1s are calling CQ, they will be calling on the second and fourth, and you'll switch over to the check the checkbox, make sure you transmit first and third. So you checkbox first and third, you transmit towards Canada, towards the northeast, like VE1SKY or some of the regulars up there. And when, for the rest of the contacts to the south, southwest, to the west, northwest, you'll be transmitting second and fourth. And of course, whenever if you're a guy who's on another off sequence calling CQ and you click on it, of course, WSJTX will automatically switch you to the right sequence. Well, have fun. Hopefully you'll be able to work something. You'd be much better, of course, with a dedicated Yagi as opposed to a wire, but people have made contacts on wires, so with 100 watts or less. So have fun. K4SOL, K1HTV, clear, 73.
This is K4SOL. For a couple nights, I just set it up, WSJTX, up to receive up on 5200, and did remarkably well. I had at least 7 or 8 hits on the one night and maybe 2 or 3 on the other night. This was just an off night where there were no meteor showers or anything. So I can imagine I'll do much better with the meteor shower going on and that extra bit of excitation up in the ionosphere. K1HTV, thank you as always for the tips. I deeply appreciate it. This is K1HTV. This is K4SOO 73.
73, that's a good idea. Just park the receiver on 50.260. Go to sleep. Leave the computer on with the radio, and come back in the morning. See what you saw. 73. And by the way, the peak. I'm not sure what the peak date is, but historically, most meteors. The number of meteors will be more enhanced at dawn because of the geometry of the Earth and the way the meteors are coming in. They appear to slow down a bit more when they're traveling in the same direction as the Earth is spinning. So when that happens, you'll probably see more meteors at dawn than you will at night. But you can have meteors around the clock, depending on the meteor shower. So another program you might want to download called Virgo, VIRGO.exe. VIRGO.exe. It's a program you download, plug in your grid square, FM18, and it will tell you today what the active meteors are, and you could have, it'll also tell you what directions they're coming from, and on a compass, you can either set it for direction of meteors, or the radian, or the direction that you should aim your antenna if you have a beam. So Virgo, VIRGO.exe, written by a German station, and you can download that for free, and it'll tell you what meteor showers are going on in real time. But make sure you plug in your own grid to get some accurate data, accurate compass headings. See you later, K1HTV, clear.
K1HTV, downloading the program now. I appreciate it, and I actually just got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. Looks like we just had an active period, so it must have had a meteor. So hopefully somebody will hear me. This is K4SOO 73.